evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your friend, the Last Nighter, again, speaking from the Boston Mass Sassafras, but if she doesn't care for Dixie Razzmatazz Little Theater. There's an atmosphere of jollity about the Little Theater tonight. Everyone is in a festive mood. Yes, sir, even Jimmy Greer. Of course, Jimmy's in a festive mood with two pair of pants, but we won't get into that. As a matter of fact, you can hardly get Jimmy into it.
If you're in such an expansive mood, how's about taking me at the circus tonight?
A fat chance. I might even say a corpulent chance.
That's swell. And after I've worked and slaved for you, too. All I've got to say is, if you were half a man, you'd take me to the circus.
Listen, Annie, if I were half a man, I'd be in the circus. Oh, sure. Well, anyhow, our maestro Jimmy Greer is raring to go on the overture. You know, if James J. Braddock was here and Greer had his teeth in, I could say Jimmy was champing at the bit and vice versa.
You mean champing at the bit and biting at the champ.
That's right.
This is high class.
I thought you'd like it. So without any more bum gags, Jimmy Greer leads you this baton, and Jimmy Tolson joins in with the lyrics of Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. Have at it, men.
Down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of creamy sea, there's a garden of Eden, that's what I mean. Three old babies with flashing eyes, softly whisper with tender sighs, stop, oh, won't you give your lady fair a little smile, stop. You bet your life you linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth, with those beautiful queens way down yonder in New
Orleans. Maestroing, Jimmy. That's darn near Mickey maestroing. Now we're getting someplace. Or maybe I spoke too soon. There seems to be an Arkansas invasion here.
You mean Oscar and Elmer, huh?
Oscar and Elmer, huh? Well, I don't know if that's their last name.
Don't be yourself, stupid. I mean, it's those two guys they call Oscar and Elmer.
Well, their friends call them Oscar and Elmer. Some other names have been bandied about, though.
You'd better just start, fellas. You know how Torp hates to leave a microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, the Little Theater presents Oscar and Elmer.
Elmer, the man's ready.
Yeah, well, what's your hurry?
Oh, I don't know. I'd just like to hurry and go someplace so we can hurry back.
Yeah, I'd like to slip off someplace, too. I'd like to go someplace on a train. Would you, huh? Did I ever tell you about the time me and my gal team took a train trip to the Tana County Onion Setters Convention? Oscar... Did you ever set an onion?
No, but I set our Plymouth Rock hen one. Say, Elmer, does an onion set easy?
Huh?
I said...
Oh, yeah, the onion set easy, but down in Arkansas, they sure have a tough time coming up. Dean and me blasted for 2 weeks trying to get an onion bed 40 rods long and 2 feet wide. We got the strongest onion sets we could possibly blast. Bye, and set onions for 10 days, and I carried enough water to float a log clean down Goose Creek. After all that struggling around, we got one onion, and all the rest of them was tulips.
I never ate no tulips. Did the onion grow good?
Why, certainly. That was onion that won us our trip to the Taney County Onion Setters Convention. That dad blame onion growed higher in my head. And took us 2 days of working as hard as we could to get the darn thing out of the ground. But we finally made her and got up to the depot and strapped her onto a flat car and sent her off to that big old convention. Me and Pete and Oscar rode in plenty of style. The county agent was paying our expenses to go along just to chaperone that prize winning onion.
Gosh, you sure are a money spending fool when you get started, ain't you, Elmer?
Oh, I don't know. That's what the gals are always telling me, though.
I hear tell conventions is nice places.
Oh, they certainly is. And the Taney County Onion Setters Convention is the best of them all. Oscar, we was the hit of the show. Half the town was down there just to meet our onion when she rolled in. And we went on up to the main tent where they was holding a big meeting. When our onion rolled up on a big six-ton truck, the judges went hog wild. They just run over and handed Pete and a whole to dad blame about some box of ribbons.
Gosh, did they?
Yeah, they certainly did. Everybody wanted a piece of that onion, so Teen just said she'd cut it up like a wedding cake, and they could all take a piece home and put it under their pillows. Oscar, when she cut into that onion, men that had been growing onions for the last 40 years just sat there and cried their eyes out.
Really big doings, huh?
Why, it's not. Certainly.
God.
All right, Twerp, it's time for you to buckle down to the drama now.
Oh, shucks, work again. You know, I'm working too hard to suit me.
Well, didn't you ask for work when you applied to me for the job?
Yeah, but I thought you could take a joke.
Well, I did, didn't I?
Oh, fast stuff you're getting off. Quips and gags, eh? That's a fine attitude. You act like that, and in 5 minutes you'll be back here trying to borrow some money off of me.
Well, I would like to borrow a few bucks from you. I've got to pay some back installments on my life insurance.
I get it. A matter of life and debt, eh?
A matter of life and debt. If I didn't need the money, I'd have a tough time laughing at that gag. Come on, get into your drama.
Well, if I don't hear anything to the contrary, we might try that drama about the Northwestern Mounted Police that we almost did a couple of performances ago.
Go ahead.
Well, our slice of Pacific Endeavor tonight starts out with a prologue, which hasn't anything to do with the rest of the drama, but we have to get some kind of an excuse for a title here. The prologue begins in a gambling den in the Canadian Northwest. Two hardened characters are engrossed in a game of poker. The air is tense with excitement. The short, black-bearded one has been winning for hours on a series of well-executed bluffs. His victim has been getting madder and madder by the minute.
Well, I bet you $200 more. No, I'll make it $300.
Yep, what I raise is $500.
Well, doll, ding, dang, dong it, jumping jeepers and string me for a hillbilly's guitar. I called you.
I get it, the call of the wild.
Well, we had to get the title in somewhere. Now for the drama itself.
Just a minute, stranger, you tarnation fool. We all don't mind a stooging for your prologue, but we aim to finish this here hand of cards. Hold your gab now. Review the situation, Pinckney.
Well, you blighter, I bet $300. You raised me $500 and I called. Now, what have you got?
Queens.
Queens, eh? How many?
One.
Well, that beats me, gol darn it. I thought you was bluffing.
My gosh. Those guys got a pair of deuces that'd probably bet Alaska and raise over the Pacific Ocean. Come on, Twerp, what about the drama? What are you waiting for, your ship to come in?
Oh, no, my ship already came in.
Oh, your ship already came in?
Yeah, it was a receiver ship.
Huh. Every week you know more and more about less and less. Pretty soon you'll know everything about nothing.
Never mind the flattery now, Annie. Business is business.
And what a business. I should have taken the warden's advice and gone straight.
Well, never mind. Here we are at the headquarters of the Royal Northwestern Mounted Police. Captain Joseph Sintabaugh Twerp commanding.
Hey, stupid.
Hey, stupid? Wait a minute. You can't say that to me. Stupid, huh? You think I'm stupid? Well, you ought to see my grandfather.
Your grandfather? Is he stupid?
Is he stupid? Way over like this.
Isn't this awful?
Look, Captain, here comes a woman running up to the barracks.
Help, help. Is this the Northwestern Mounted Police headquarters?
Captain Joseph Sintabaugh Twerp of the Royal Mounted Service, madam.
Even if you were the Mills brothers, I wouldn't like it. Look, short and ugly, I've got trouble. I want you all to rescue my daughter, Nell. Nell is up in them thar mountains, surrounded by hungry bars.
Courage, madam. Your daughter Nell is safe among them thar bars.
Good heavens, Captain. No gal is safe among a lot of bars.
Well, she is. Nell has got a bicycle, and she knows how to handle bars.
She knows how to handle bars. You'd better get us back to civilization, Jimmy. There's going to be mutiny around here.